There's this beautiful Word on Fire commentary, and it quoted Saint Gregory the Great. He gave a homily on this particular gospel, and he said that the sea represents the turmoil of life. So the first time Jesus came to appear to disciples in his, or one of the first times in his glory and his power as God, he came walking on the water, and the waves were, you know, they're scary as night, and it was a terrifying scene. And that's kind of like life. Jesus breaks into our life, into this world. And now the shore is peaceful. The shore's it's got no waves. It's no more turmoil, no more chaos of the deep dark sea. That's done. The shore is like the new reality, broken open by the resurrection, heaven, the glory of heaven. And so there's Jesus, and this time he encounters them supernaturally as a risen Christ, but he doesn't come walking on the water, he meets them on the shore. It's a symbolic stance where the disciples are there on the water and they've caught nothing. And then into their own symbolic stance of being on the water, of being in this life, that Jesus breaks through with supernaturally, and he says, put the net on the other side, and they get a miraculous catch. They come to shore, and they come to Jesus' reality, and they meet him there, and they have this profound encounter, which continues on, which we'll probably read tomorrow, I guess, or soon. It's where Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love him? Do you love him? And as we know, Peter denied Christ three times. It's this beautiful scene where heaven breaks into the reality, where the fruits of the resurrection start to break into the disciples' earthly reality, to our earthly reality. That's one of the key messages of the resurrection, of Easter for us. It's where heaven starts to break into our earth reality. And it happens through cooperation. See, the disciples, through the eyes of faith, they were able to recognize Jesus. But if they said they didn't recognize him, if they just said, no, sir, we're not going to put our nets onto the other side, no cooperation, they wouldn't have met Jesus on the shore. It's this invitation to start to open up to a relationship with Jesus, let him forgive our sins, to start to do what he says, start to partner with him in this life, and slowly be able to lead to the shore, to peace, to the fruits of the resurrection, the fruits of heaven, even now starting to break into our reality. So that's the beautiful symbolism of how he came to his disciples, this very intentional way. It wasn't just a random, he felt hungry on breakfast. It's a beautiful scene. So let's ask the Lord as we continue in our Easter octave that he'll break into our reality more as we open up to partnering and cooperating with him in our lives. Amen.